GCSE computer science can be broken down into two main areas. You have the practical side and you have the theory side. The practical side looks at how programs work, and we develop the skills you have learned already in year 7 and 8 from developing your algorithm skills and your problem solving skills. So we further develop algorithms and we look at essentially the building blocks of how computer code works to developing our own programs in Visual Basic. And Visual Basic is one of many different programming languages which are available, but the reason we use Visual Basic is it gives you the skills you need to then go on and use lots of other languages as well. So you're focusing on the programming technique you would use rather than the programming syntax. In terms of the theory side, what you're looking at is you look at how data is represented in a computer. So you look at numbers, you look at text and images and sound, all through binary systems and how binary works. That's then used to look at how circuits work and circuits within a computer. We'll look at the computer systems themselves. So what components are inside a computer? How do they work? How do they talk to each other? What do all the specifications mean when you look at a computer spec? And why would you choose one over another? We'll look at networking. So how do networks work? So when you're in school and you're logging onto a machine, how is it capable that you can get access to your documents from the same machine as a different machine? How does the internet work? What happens when you click that link on a web page? What happens when you click that YouTube video? How is that data being sent to you? How does it get to your computer? How does it work? We'll look at cybersecurity. So it's probably the biggest growth area in computing. Cybersecurity is all about how do we maintain security and safety in a digital world. Now that might be as an individual, it might be as an organization such as a school, or it might even be as a nation. How do we stay safe? One of the biggest areas of computing and the biggest areas in the way we use computers is databases. And databases is one of those ones which is hidden away from everyone. No one really uses them without or knows that they're using them, but they all do all the time. So whenever you're going shopping online, whenever you're searching for things online, you're using a database. So we start looking at how that works and we learn the main language of databases, which is SQL. And the final thing we look at is ethics, and we look at the legal aspects. So what is the impact of using technology? What impact does that have on society? And how can we use computing for good? How can we use it to help people? How can we use it to help more people at disadvantaged? And how can it be used to keep us safe? But also, how do people use it maybe for more negative reasons? And what can we do about it? And how do we prevent that? So that's a quick summary of the course. But in terms of assessment, there are two exams. The first exam is all about the practical side, so I talked about algorithms and programming, and the second exam is all about the theory side, so everything else on there. And they're both worth 50%, although the practical one, you're given a bit more time because you have to write some algorithms and some code in the exam, but it's all done on paper. Now, if you have any questions about GCSE computer science, you think, is it for me? What can I go on and do? Then please ask your teacher, or ask Mr. Stone, send him a message, an email, and be happy to help. But that last one I wanted to talk about is what can you go on and do? And computer science is important in any area. And if you are able to understand how programs work and you understand how computers can be used to help, then doesn't matter what you want to go on and do, then computer science will be beneficial to you. So thank you for listening. And I hope I've answered some of your questions. And if not, like I say, please ask your teacher.